All right, let's talk about emunah bitachon regarding shiduchim. Now, obviously, in seminary, you guys have talked about shiduchim ad nauseum, but we're not going to talk about it from like those things that you mentioned in seminary. We're not going to talk about like what to look for, how to date, all these types of tips, happy marriage, raising kids, all that type of stuff. We're going to talk about the proper mindset of emunah bitachon while going through the dating process. This is obviously relevant for marriage and afterwards, but for the specifically for the dating process, since after all, it is coming up on 6 months. I know that you guys are ready to roll. And just numbers wise, right? Some people, right, will be done quickly, and for others, it'll take a little bit longer. Let's talk about the proper mindset, right? That while dating, because once you get into the middle of it, it's hard. It's hard to remember. It's hard to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Nosein Lecha Koyach La'asos Chayil, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one running the scenes. So let's schmooze a little bit about that as well. Again, Gemaras that we've quoted in Sem, and you may remember, or at least concepts that you may remember. There's a Gemara in Sota and Daf Beis, and there's a Gemara in Moichat and Daf Yudches. They say things like, again, we're not going to, bog down with this, but they say things like "Ein mizavgin la'adam isha el lefimasov," right? That Kosh Baruch Hu sets up a zivug according to people's actions, according to their level, right? Pashtus, kashin la Kosh Baruch Hu kikriyas yamsuf, that shiduchim are as hard for Kosh Baruch Hu like kriyas yamsuf. We'll talk about what that means a little bit and one aspect of that. It says things like "Arba'im yom kodim yitzeres havlad, bas kol yotzis ve'omeres bas ploni leploni," right? 40 days before a fetus, bas kol comes out and says, sets up a shidduch. That's Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Moed Katan says b'chol yom v'yom, bas kol yotzeis v'omeres bas ploni ploni. Every single day, there's a bas kol that comes out. And we talked about a little bit about the Marsha that says there's a difference between 40 days before the baby is born, as opposed to every single day b'chol yom v'yom, a bas kol comes out. However you organize those Gemaras, and however whatever pshat you want to give about there is a Besheret, how many Besherets, different Besheret. People usually very often skip over the first step, which is there is a Besheret. There is, however you turn Besheret, there is a Hashem running the show here, right? There is stuff going, HaKadosh Baruch Hu running things behind the scenes. Right? Before we get to how many Besherets do you have, what will happen if I miss it? There's a concept of Hashkacha Pratis, that your Shidduch comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that's step one. Step one to dating is realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with everything, obviously, but we'll see, as we'll see, as Chazal say, even more so by Shiduchim, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the scenes. There's a Hashgacha Pratis for everything involved with Shiduchim. There's a famous, again, a famous story that we're not going to talk about so many stories. I'll throw in a couple because, ad nauseum, I'm sure you guys have more stories than I do. There is a famous story where completely forgot the details, where a guy came to some sort of gadol for a bracha. Let's say he's like 25, 26, and the gadol told him that his shidduch wasn't for shiduchim, for a bracha for shiduchim, and the gadol said something to the something like, "Well, she's not born yet, but you should be matzliach," which was obviously weird because he was like, between 25 and 30, and he was like, "Did that guy just tell me I'm going to marry someone who's 20 years younger than me, 30 years younger than me?" And sure enough, a year later, he got engaged to a gioris, right, a woman who had been in the process of conversion, but she had not converted yet. Okay. Long story short, right? Why do we tell these stories? Hashem is running things behind the scenes, right? And that's the attitude that we need to have, and the focus that we have to start with. Rav Asher Weiss writes in his Sefer Emunah Bitachon, right, as follows. He writes that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world with a certain hiddenness, right, a certain tzimtzum, a certain kind of hester upon him, right? And certain things happen to people that appear to be like difficulties and tests and nisyonos, even though Rabbi Kiva taught us in Gemara Brachos that, right, called Avid Rachmana Latav Avid, everything Hashem does is for the best. Our job is to see through that supposed badness, right, and have this emunah bitachon that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, right, is for the good. Even though, yes, there is a concept of a test, there is a concept of a nisayon. Certainly, Avram was tested, as we'll mention soon. He points out, Rav Asher Weiss points out, that there's a fascinating medrash in Breishis Rabbah. He quotes the pasuk, which quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. It says, "Hashem tzaddik yavchin," that Hashem will test a tzaddik. And the Medrash gives three examples, or three mashals, three parables of why Hashem tests tzaddikim. Rabbi Yonason says that a pottery maker, a guy who makes jugs and barrels and stuff, he doesn't check or tap, right, or hit his worn out jugs. Because if you knock on them once with a hammer, they'll break and shatter. He only checks the good ones, right? Because if you hit or knock on them a couple of times, right, it's not they're gonna be they're gonna this is gonna be a nice ring to it, right? They're strong, they're not gonna break, Right, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't test Rishayim because they won't be able to handle it. He only tests Tzadikim, right? As the pasuk says, Hashem Tzadik Yavchin, Hashem will test, right, the Tzadikim, obviously Hashem tested Avram, etc. That's example number one of a pottery maker with pots. All three, these are important, that's why I'm chazering out over each example. Second example is Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina says, apparently when a person grows flax, I'm not a flax grower, but apparently, right, to make flax get better, you have to beat it. Right, you have to hit it. It gets better and fatter, right? So a flax grower, right? He hits and beats his flax, so it gets better, fatter, nicer. I don't know. If he has bad flax, though, he doesn't beat it because if he hits it once, apparently it'll burst and it'll get ruined. So says Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't test the Rishayim because they won't be able to handle it, but he does test the Tzadikim, right, because they will become better through it. And finally, the third example, again, so we started with the pottery maker, right? He bangs on his pots. The flax grower smacks his flax, right, so that it will get better. And finally, Rabbi Lazar says that a homeowner, someone who owns a home and needs to plow a field, right? So he has two oxen. One is big, strong, powerful, and the other is kind of nebby, right? So who does the guy who's trying to plow his field, who does he put the yoke on, right, to do the work in the field? Right, obviously he puts the yoke on the better one, right? And so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, only tests tzaddikim, right, as opposed to, right, testing the rishayim, because the just like the strong ox, right, can handle the yoke, so too, right, the tzaddik can handle the test as opposed to the rasha who cannot. So again, three examples. That there's the pottery guy, right, banging on his pots. Second one, the flax guy will hit his flax. And the third guy is the ox driver who's going to put the yoke on the healthy one. Says Rav Asher Weiss, why do we have three examples? Right, those are the same thing. Right, we get the point. Right, Hashem tests the Rishayim, they can handle it. Hashem tests the Tzadikim, they can handle it. The Rishayim can't handle it, so Hashem doesn't test them. Fine. Why do we need these three examples? So he quotes the Netziv, who writes in Hemek Dovar, as something unbelievable. And he says that the Medrash is pointing out there are three reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests the people that he loves. Just like he tested Avram 10 times, there are three purposes to a test. And make no mistake, dating is a test. That's why we're talking about this. We'll get to more dating specific things in a second. But sometimes, right, three reasons why Hashem tests people and tzaddikim. Sometimes he tests the tzaddikim like the pottery maker who hits on his utensils. Why does he do that? Right, to show people passing by that his pots are strong, that his jugs, his barrels are strong. Look, I'm banging on with a hammer, right? It has this beautiful, nice sound. It's hollow, it's strong, the walls are pot, so he can sell them, etc. So it doesn't improve the pot. The pot is finished, right? The jugs are finished. The smashing, banging on it with a hammer doesn't make it any better. It just shows its strength. It just shows how good it is. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes tests his tzaddikim to show everyone how great of a tzaddik that person really is. And when that Kosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, which is when we see how great tzaddikim are, Hashem is praised also, because we see the tzaddik follows the Derech Hashem. The guy is such a tzaddik, Kosh Baruch Hu is so great. Just like the pottery maker, right, is praised when people see how great his jugs are. Right, so too, Kosh Baruch Hu is praised when people see how great his tzaddikim are. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that sometimes Hashem tests his tzaddikim to polish them, to make them better, to bring them to higher and higher levels. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, Bochen Kol Yisrael Lev, who knows our hearts and our minds, he sees that we can handle a test. We have the potential, right, to handle these difficult things and grow spiritually. So he brings that into fruition, even though technically that is difficult for the person. But Hashem, you know, brings a test into actuality. Hashem, quote unquote, hits that person, so to speak, right, just to make them better, to make them grow, to make them actualize their potential. Excuse me, just like the flax grower, right, who beats his flax in order to fatten and improve it, Kosh Baruch Hu does that to his tzaddikim. And finally, Kosh Baruch Hu tests his tzaddikim so that they can carry the sins of the generation, right? Just like the field owner puts the yoke on his best ox, right? So too, Kosh Baruch Hu puts the yoke of Bnei Yisrael's failings, as it were, right, on Bnei Yisrael's best. Right, not necessarily for their own benefit, but in order to plow the field and be able to grow food for others. Right, again, that's the mashal. Right, that's that when the tzaddik takes the yoke for Am Yisrael. Right, he's helping out other people, just like the ox plows the field. He grows food. Right, feeds the guy's family, etc. He can sell it. Right, so too, of course, Baruch Hu puts the yoke on the tzaddikim for the benefit, right, of Am Yisrael. That's just a quick word and a quick chizik on tests and challenges. Make no mistake, dating is a challenge. It's a test in emunah. It's a test in bitachon, right? To get your emotions under control. It's one of the hardest tests, right? To rein in our emotions and conduct ourselves with emunah bitachon. Not saying you shouldn't feel, obviously, that's important, right? But in the sense that you shouldn't despair, right? I'm not saying you obviously need to have emotion guiding. You can't just make an intellectual choice over here, obviously. But why are we saying that you have to have emunah bitachon? But you shouldn't despair if like the first two guys you go out with aren't shaykh. Right? You shouldn't start settling, for like a 56-year-old toothless hunchback if the first month you don't get any good suggestions. Right? We have to relax. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing your emunah, testing your resolve. Right? He's helping you grow as a result. Right? The goal is to come to this understanding that anything and everything, right, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And certainly, kal v'chomer ben benoshel kal v'chomer, meaning super kal v'chomer, right? If you're talking about shiduchim. Now, naturally, the parsha to look at. Chizuk in terms of shiduchim is chayisara, right? That's the parsha about being in the parsha, and that's what most of the vortlach kind of depart from. Right? The pasuk tells us, for example, when Eliezer told over the whole story, right, to Lavan and Besuel, right, he asked if Rivka could come with him. So Lavan and Besuel have a line over there. The pasuk says, "May Hashem yatzah davar lo nuchal deber lecha ra'u tov." Right, this all has come from Hashem. Right, we can't say anything, right, bad or good. The Gemara quotes this pasuk in Moed Katan Daf Yud Ches, when it says, right, "I'm Rabbi Reuven ben Itzrubili." He says that min haTorah, min haKsuvim, min haNeviim, min haNeviim, min haKsuvim. It says in three places in Tanakh, both in Torah, both in Neviim, and from Ksuvim, it teaches us and tells us that may Hashem isha leish, that from Hashem, a woman to a man. Obviously, right, Hashem is in charge of shiduchim. So again, they quote those psukim. We'll get back to those psukim in a second. But everybody asks. I don't understand. Everything is from Hashem. Why do you need a pasuk to teach me, right, that shiduchim is from Hashem? You need a pasuk? You need three psukim, right, to teach me that shiduchim is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rav Melech quotes the Chazon Ish in Maaseh Ish, and he explains that sometimes Hashem, as we started with, Hashem sometimes runs the world through Hesder Panim, right, to hide his face from certain things, to leave room for mankind to make a mistake and think that there is no God and that there is no Hashgacha Pratis, Chas V'Shalom, Rachmana Litzlan, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes holds himself back, right, to give room for people to make that mistake. But by Shiduchim, that's not true. That Hashem gets involved personally with full Hashgacha Pratis, moving this person to that place and making this person meet that person. This happens in all these random happenstances, right, just to set up, right, one Shidduch. Again, there are a ton of stories like this. I don't need to fill your ears with like happily ever after, like romantic nonsense. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not hide himself at all, right, as opposed to where, like, let's say Parnassus or other types of things where we could maybe make the mistake that Hashem is not in charge. By Shiduchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has full Hashgacha Pratis, right, to set things up. And this is what the Rashbam writes. That's what Besuel meant, right? That he meant that we're not able to intervene. It's happening whether we like it or not. Right, Hashem is doing it again. The language of the Rashbam is very powerful. Lo astira, neither the destruction or the building is dependent on our will. Ki al korchenu, right, against our will. Right, it's going to happen. Right, rotzim or lo rotzim, whether we want it or not. Kesh Baruch Hu oseh zos hayecholos biyado. Hashem is doing it. Apparently, very for a moment from two, I guess Rishayim, right, Besuel and Lavan, right, that to teach us that a Kesh Baruch Hu was in charge of this. There is a story brought in Matike Shmua about the Briska Rav, who said that for other things, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so heavily involved in Shiduchim, right? So for other things, right, we know that a person has to do Ishtadlis, right, in this world, right? We talked about a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Parnassa, right? That that there's a curse that we have to put in our Ishtadlis, and we have to go through the motions, even though it's all from Hashem. I'm not sure if we mentioned in this series, but we've mentioned definitely before that by health, this is true as well, right? Pasuk says, Rak shivto yitein v'rapo yirapeh, right? You should heal him, and the Gemara Darshan is that Rishus Nitan Lerapos, Lerofe Lerapos, that permission has been given to a doctor to heal, right? You might have thought maybe a doctor shouldn't intervene if Hashem made a person sick. There's no, oh, we have the Drasha teaches that we have an obligation to go to the doctor, put in a shtadlus, etc. But for Shiduchim, says the Briska Rav, you actually don't have to, right? Because May Hashem Isha Leish, Hashem is taking care of it. You actually don't have to run. And do Ishtadlis, says the Briska Rav. There's no need to run after this shadchan or that shadchan because Ish Machzor Acharav Yedaso, Kosh Baruch Hu arranges it, right? And it'll get it taken care of. So you'll tell me maybe you don't need to go to see a shadchan bichlal, right? You just sit at home and twiddle your thumbs, and Prince Charming will come knocking on the door. So the Brisker Rav says that you can actually do that. That you can actually just sit back and wait for him. And people will suggest shidduchim for you. Again, not to, I have found personally that this is happening. Random people have come up and asked me if my son is dating. Random guy in shul, guy I've never seen before, literally came up to me and said, "Oh, you have a son that's taller than you, right?" And I'm like, "Yes, sir. He is definitely taller than me." Not saying much, but yeah. So anyway, so whatever. Obviously, he's 19, he's not dating. Someone else came and it's like, "This is also extremely odd. I have a great shidduch for your son. Family's worth 500 million. Amazing." And I'm like, "What?" Anyway, long story short, yeah, it was an odd conversation. Tachlis, it'll happen, says the Brisker Rav. Now, that may be hard for you. And sure enough, right, they asked this Satmar Rav, or Melech quotes, they asked Satmar Rav how much Hishtalah this person has to do. And he said, you only need to check in a little bit. You need to do maybe a tiny amount of Hishtalos, maybe disagreeing slightly with the Brisker Rav. Okay, anyway, someone asked him what the proper level is. He said, you can check in with the Shadchan once a week. But you don't need to call this shotgun, five shotguns, 10 shotguns. Make sure, like, your name is in newspapers. This is scary, obviously, that you just sit back and wait for it to happen, right? So, bottom line, we need to do a little bit of Hishtadlus, maybe, but we definitely don't need to do as much Hishtadlus as you think. Right? You don't need to tell your friends and put out a social media post and put on your status and test the guy you're dating, all these different situations, see how he responds. All that is ridiculous. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu arranges shiduchim, Hashem ish l'ish. So while doing zero ishtadlus probably isn't relevant for all of us, right? The bottom line is to relax, right? And then put your faith in a Kosh Baruch Hu, and your zivug will happen. Hashem decrees it and carries it out. Full stop. And when you internalize this, that Hashem ish l'ish, that Hashem is arranging these things, so a lot of your cheshbonos also fall away, right? Very often you'll start dating, you'll make a checklist, right? I need a guy with this type of yichus, this type of family, distinguished family, whatever, or this amount of wealth, or this personality, or this background. Everybody thinks if I just get this one thing, right, that will guarantee that the shidduch will work out. Narishkeit. I remember we the pasuk says again, May Hashem Ish Ish. There are three examples in the Chumash. Rav Melech points out what are those three examples in the Gemara. Right, first one is Eliezer going to find a wife for Yitzchak. What kind of yichus was that? Her father was Besuel. Her brother was Lavan. He's trying to find a decent family, not such a decent family, right? But both of them, sure enough, admit May Hashem at Yatzah Devar. Hashem is in charge. Nothing for us to say. All right, this is how it's supposed to be. In Nevi'im, what's the example in Nevi'im of a shidduch that Hashem is in charge of a shidduch? Shimshon finds a woman, right, according to her beauty. I don't remember if it's Delilah or the one before that, but anyway, right, the Gemara there darshan is Vavivi Movaloya Dakim Hashem he. That his parents didn't know that it's from Hashem. They probably were not so happy, right? It was I forget if I didn't look it up, but I forget if it's a Plishti woman or whatever. Long story short, they were not so happy with the shidduch, but and the Gemara testifies that Mala was from Hashem, so sorry, tough luck. And finally, the Gemara, the pasuk says in Ksuvim that the pasuk there says something to the effect of that the house and wealth. Let's see, I have it over here. Let's see if I can find it. One second. Yeah, bais v'hon nachalas avos, that a house and wealth are inheritance from the fathers. Umei Hashem isha maskelas, but a wise woman is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Melech just points out that people think that, oh, if they have a house or they have wealth or whatever, that will set up my shidduch, then I'm set. And the reverse is true as well. If they have neither of those things, if they don't have wealth, so where in the world are they going to find a shidduch? All that's ridiculous, right? It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? A person has to remember, right, that the real shadchan is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And a shadchan, and as an aside, probably the shadchanim should also remember that they're shalichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes they get a little invested. Hopefully you won't experience too much of that awkwardness. Anyway, everything will be at the right time. There's no amount of worry or stress that will change it. Right? Rav Melech, right, quotes again the Brisker Rav, Chaim Brisker, that we have to realize that when we say May Hashem Ish L'Ish, that doesn't only mean the person you're going to marry, but the time and place and situation as well. Right, when you're going to get married. Right, Rav Melech tells a story about a bachur who was not so successful at shidduchim, and he was getting older, so he came to his rebbe and complained about his situation. Rebbe tried to give him chizuk, right? But point out everyone has their own path. Hashem is watching you. He has a plan in mind, etc. Bachur was not comforted, right? Was not did not work out. He was still upset. So the rebbe said, "Let's go for a walk." And they came to a park where they had some older people. Let's say that's right outside a nursing home. Right, they were outside in their wheelchairs, playing games, maybe playing sheshbash, I don't know, enjoying the sun. And the Rebbe said, "Let's stop in here," and the Bacher said, what you're gonna find, what you're looking for a shidduch for me? Like, why are we here? So the Rebbe said, let's look around. Maybe there's someone who saw the Chasam Sofer, or saw the Baal Shem Tov, and we can hear stories about these gedolim firsthand. So the Bacha said to him, Rebbe, Baal Shem Tov was like over 250 years ago. Right? There's nobody here who saw the Baal Shem Tov. So the Rebbe said, what do you mean? Maybe Hashem just forgot to take his neshama. Maybe Hashem just forgot and left him here. So the Bachar got the idea and he understood. He said, just like, right, Hashem doesn't forget to take anybody back, right? Hashem doesn't forget people randomly. So too, he's not forgetting you, right? So, ain't she, right? And ain't shechcha, there's no forgetting, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget, right? Everything here is calculated, right? We may not understand it 100%, right? But there's no one who gets left behind, right? For hundreds of years because Hashem forgot to take them. So too, over here, right? Your shidduch is also coming. Don't worry, Hashem is being mashgiach on you 100%. And not only is the shidduch taken care of, right? The money and for the wedding and afterwards, that's also taken care of. Right? We don't quote it so often when we quote the Gemara in Sota, but the Gemara there said what we said that bas kol, right? It comes out a bas kol comes out 40 days before someone's born. It says bas ploni the ploni. That Gemara fascinatingly enough, also says that there's a bas kol that comes out and says sadeh ploni the ploni. A field, right? This field is going to be owned by this person, or the field is going to be owned by that person. And says Rav Melech points out that the Ran on the Gemara says, what in the world does that have to do with anything? We're talking about marriage. What are you talking about, fields and property? So he points out that back in the day, a field used to be used as what's called a nedunya, what we would call nowadays a dowry. So if it says, it explains, the Ran explains that if parents were wondering, where in the world are you going to find money to pay for a wedding, right, or a dowry, whatever, the Gemara is assuring you. Just like a bas kol comes out and says these two people are going to have a shidduch, so too a bas kol comes out and says this field is going to be for that person. Right? The money is already taken care of. The bas kol already organized that even before a baby is born, just like the shidduch. Rav Melech tells a story about Rav Pinkus. I actually tried to find this in his forum. I didn't see it, but he has a lot of forums, so whatever. So anyway, Rav Pinkus met one of his constituents who was about to marry off his daughter, didn't have a penny to his name, but he's totally besimcha. Right, with no worries whatsoever. So Pinchas said, where is your simcha from? Right? How'd you get a simcha? You have to pay a bajillion, shekel for a wedding. The guy said he had a rich uncle who's going to send him an open check whenever he needs it to cover the wedding from beginning to end. So Pinchas said, who's that rich uncle? I've never heard you mention it before, right? Can he give us some money for the shul? So the guy said, no, Zed Dodi V'Zerei, right? It's talking about Akash Baruch Hu. Akash Baruch Hu is Dodi. It doesn't mean my uncle over there, but there's a cute play on the words. But Akash Baruch Hu is the one who's going to take care of things. Okay, a lot of the about Akash Baruch Hu taking care of things. What can we do? Again, not in terms of Ishtadlus, but what can you do in terms of working on yourself? We don't just sit back. We can sit back, but to do some sort of segulas, right? Some from things, not to do hishtadlus in the sense of putting your name out there, but sending out pictures, chas v'shalom. But what can you do spiritually, right, to bring about a good and easy, smooth dating process? So Rav Asher Weiss says that there are many segulas for shiduchim. One of my wife's good friends. My wife was there actually, and she was older and she had not gotten married. And they went to this, I forget the organization, Hidabrut maybe, some sort of organization, had some sort of Divrei Torah and schmoozes or whatever. And they said that they were auctioning, Sfardim will love this, they have a bottle of wine or many bottles of wine here from Rav Ovadia. How they do that. Rav Ovadia blesses one bottle of wine and they just kind of pour little drops into all of the bottles, and then they stamp it, remove out the wine. Okay, anyway, they said anybody who promises right now to give a monthly donation for a year, right, will get a bottle of wine from Rabbi Avadia, and you have a segula that you get married within the year. Now, this person was over 35. So sure enough, my wife kind of nudged her, was like, hey, that's you. That's not why they were there, but like, they're like, that's you. Sure enough, she ended up doing it. And as you might imagine, she got married within the year. They have a beautiful little boy. Anyway, there are many segulas for shiduchim, but Rav Asher Weiss says there are two of them that are most appropriate for you guys. And I think it's most appropriate for you guys right now. First one is to do chesed with other people. Right, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf, "B'mida she'adam moded modedin bo." In the mida that a person kind of deals with other people, that's our Kosh Baruch Hu, right, deals with them. Right, Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Kuf Nun Aleph, right, "Kol ha'merachim ala brios, merachim alav mishamayim." Anybody who has literally means mercy, but it talks about anybody who does things, who has chesed with the brios, with other people, Kosh Baruch Hu gives mercy on them from Shemayim, as it does chesed with you, it does kindness is for you from Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works mida keneged mida. So if a person feels like they need some sort of rachamim Shemayim or whatever, so go have rachamim on somebody else, right? Go help out other people. Go above and beyond to do chesed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the same for you. This doesn't have to be, by the way, in the realm of shiduchim, right? It's probably not healthy, right, for you to be setting up your friends with boys that you're not closely related to. Okay, your brother and your cousin maybe is fine, but like more than that, right? Obviously, we're not saying that you should go out and be a shadchan, right, when you're still single, but any other types of realms, other types of chesed, any type of chesed is meaningful. Again, we had a whole shiur on chesed, but I'm not gonna delve on that right now. But the second one he mentions is to daven. And that's something you can do for sure, right? Right at this moment. Right? The Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Lamed Beis, maybe not this moment exactly, but Gemara says in Brachos Daf Lamed Beis, Am Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Chanina, right? Im roa adam, ra adam sheis palo v'lo nane. If a person sees that he's davened and he was not yet answered, so yachzor v'yis palo. He should go back and daven again. Shneimar Pasuk says in Tehillim, like Kaveh, a Pasuk you probably know from songs and stuff, Kaveh el Hashem chazak v'emetzi libecha v'kaveh el Hashem. Right? The Medrash on that Pasuk says, if a person davens and wasn't answered, quote unquote, they should daven again and hope to Hashem, right? Don't be ashamed, right? It says hope to Hashem twice, Kaveh el Hashem, right? Twice, it says it twice, right? So it, to point out that a person can daven again and again and again. Says Rav Asher Weiss, what happens, right? A person davens every single day and is quote unquote not answered, right? None of us are getting millions of dollars dropped on our doorstep. Maybe we're not davening for it, I don't know. But what should you do if you quote unquote you daven and sure enough tomorrow you're not married? So just go daven again, right? Daven again and again and again and never give up hope, right? You guys know the story. You guys were here, right, when Ritzvi Koshelevsky, his Rosh Yeshiva up up on, in Har Nof, right? 88 years old, had his first child, right? A person davens, he said, he never give up hope, davened all the time, every day. Every tefillah goes up to Kisar Kavod, Kosh Baruch Hu wants our tefillos. Right, we see that many places, you guys know, right? Chazal say most famously, but that why the Imahos were barren. They were Akara. They didn't have children because Kosh Baruch Hu wants tefillos. Maybe he just wants your tefillos, right? And maybe that's why your shidduch is delayed by, I don't know, like a week. Okay, because Kosh Baruch Hu wants you to daven, right, for it. Kosh Baruch Hu points out the Gemara, Kosh Baruch Hu does point out, but Rav Melech points out that the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, says, Kashim mizonosav shel adam kekriyas yamsuf, that a person's parnasa are as difficult to a Kosh Baruch Hu to provide in as Kriyas Yamsuf. And as you know, we started with today, that there's a similar language in Sota regarding Shiduchim. So that's odd. So he points out that the Rashbam over there says that what the Gemara is telling us in Pesachim is that a person should daven, right, for daven for their parnasa, and Rav Melech applies that over, right, to shiduchim as well. And if the purpose is to tell us that it's as difficult for Kriyas Yamsuf, and therefore it's so hard, we have to only, right, put our trust in Kosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, Kriyas Yamsuf was a nes. So if our parnasa is a nes, and we have to like Kriyas Yamsuf, so we can only get Kriyas Yamsuf from a Kosh Baruch Hu. So we have to daven. So if that applies to parnasa, that also applies to shiduchim as well. We have to daven to Kosh Baruch Hu, right, to the Shadchan with a capital S, right, or a Shin, or there are no capitals in Hebrew, whatever. Rav Melech quotes a little cute acronym from the Imei Noam. It's probably much more deeper, and I'm probably abusing it because by calling it cute, but okay, it is cute. Okay, positive says, Alken Yazoviz Yazov Ish Esh Aviv Yeshishto Vesimo Vedavak Bishto Vayulu Basar Echad. That the natural way of the world is that kids eventually move out and marry and leave their parents, and they cling to their wife, okay? Vedavak Bishto, meaning that they'll create, have some sort of marriage. So he says, Ishto is an acronym of Elokim, or Hashem, Svasai Tiftach Upi Yagid Dilasecha. It's cute because the Pasuk says Hashem and not Elokim, but okay, meaning that Hashem, Svasai Tiftach, open my mouth, Upi Yagid Dilasecha, and my mouth will say your praise. Okay, I'm probably butchering it because I'm not a chassid, but the idea is that we should daven. More powerfully, I would argue, is a custom sofer that Rav Melech quotes on the story of Yitzchak and Rivka. Right? Eliezer, as you guys are probably familiar, right, in Parshas Chayisara, has all these miracles happen, right, in his quest to find Rivka. Right? He has, Rashi says, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that he has Kfitza Saderech, that he got there very quickly. The whole thing with Rivka and the well and the water rising up, etc. So Chazam Sofer asks, why didn't he have Kfitza Saderech on the way back? On the way there, he had Kfitza Derech, got there right away, got the Shidduch, right, took her, and they were going, right, to return. It took them a little bit, and they didn't have Kfitza Derech on the way back. Well, if Hashem wanted Rivka to marry Yitzchak, right, so fast, so why didn't he also, right, kind of speed up the journey on the way back? Says the Chasam Sofer, because Hashem wanted Yitzchak to daven first. Right, while they're getting back from Haran, the Torah tells us, right, that Eliezer leaves, And the pasuk says, "Vayetzes Yitzchak lasuach basada." Right, it kind of interjects. We leave Eliezer and Rivka for like 2 seconds. It says that Yitzchak is coming out to the field. He went to Rivka sees him. She falls off the camel. But the Gemara there in Brachos says that that pasuk, that Yitzchak went out lasuach basada to be in the field, teaches us that that's how we know that Yitzchak was metaken in Tfilas Mincha. And literally, when he finished that pasuk, when he finished davening, right, the pasuk then says right afterwards, "Vayisai Seinav," he picked up his eyes, "Vayari v'inei gemalim bayim," and he sees there are camels coming. Literally, that's what the pasuk says, that he went out to daven, and when he was finished davening, he picked up his eyes and, oh, look, check it out, those are all these camels. What's with the camels? They were bringing his wife, right? Literally, right afterwards. Says the Chasam Sofer, because tefillah is prerequisite for finding the right shidduch. Obviously, really, it's prerequisite for everything. But we talked about tefillah being the key to everything. But it's certainly a precursor to find the right shidduch, and that is something you guys can work on right now. Finally, again, to Rav Melech is kind of our Rebbe of this generation, certainly with Emunah B'Tachon. So to quote one more, he quotes an idea from Rishach, who is Rav in Ponovitch. He heard from the name of the Ponovitch Rav and the name of the Chafetz Chaim. And he didn't quote found in any Sfarim. So that's why it's more exciting to me, because otherwise, okay. Anyway, so he said that he heard from as a Mesorah from the Chafetz Chaim, that even if you have, right, someone who is amazing extracurriculars, right? Let's say you take a boy, great Talmid Chacham, amazing Midos, super wealthy. That guy shouldn't have to worry about a Shidduch, yeah? He doesn't need a daven for a Shidduch, does he? Well, guess what? Yitzchak had all those things, right? He had amazing Midos, super wealthy, Talmid Chacham, got all the door. Eliezer still had to daven, right? Still daven to a Baruch Hu, right? He still davened, right? Unclear if the shidduch was going to go through, right? Eliezer wonders, is this the girl? The pasuk says he was staring at Rivka and wondering, is this the girl that Hashem sent? Oh, he wasn't relying on Yitzchak's obvious, zchusim or abilities or extracurriculars. He was only relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what Chazal say when the Medrash says famously that Yafesi Chasam shall of the Avos, Mitoran shall banim, right? The Medrash notices that it says, don't, by Shabbos, we got one pasuk or a couple psukim, right? Keep Shabbos, right? Don't burn fire. Okay, well, don't do malach on Shabbos. And then there's this whole background, but the Torah doesn't say anything more than that. And by Eliezer, we get the whole story, and he goes to, then he repeats the whole story when he's telling it to Lavan and Besuel. The Torah records all of this, and the Medrash comments, Yafesi Chasam Sha'ov de Avos. It's better, the Torah was more happy with the speech of Eliezer, the servants of the Avos, right, from the Torah of the Banim, as opposed to the Torah that Hashem gave us, right? Some things have this little pasuk and then a ton of halachos, and here we get a whole perek, right, of Eliezer yapping away, right, and telling the story to Lavan and Besuel. Why is that? It's because this type of tefillah is the greatest thing we should understand, that we should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and put our faith only from Him, even if we have reason to rely on ourselves, even if we have reason to rely on the fact that Yitzchak was wealthy and a tzaddik, etc. Right? Still, we have to daven. And see, even if it seems like a slam dunk, we still have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we can't accomplish anything in this world without tefillah, without looking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, again, says Chafetz Chaim, is what the Medrash wanted to convey in repeat by repeating that whole story for psukim and psukim and psukim. Okay, finally, little chizuk, little divrei chizuk. People are often, right, in a rush to get from one stage of life to the next. When you're a senior in high school, you can't wait to get to Sem. When you're in Sem, you can't wait to Shanabet. When you're Shanabet, you can't wait to get back to start college and start dating. Right? When you're dating, you can't wait to be married. When you're married, you can't wait to have kids. Right? I'm obviously simplifying things, right? And not all of those things are 100% true, but it's true in a general sense. Right? We're very often ready for the next stage. Right? And I think Seinfeld definitely has a joke that I'll probably butcher about, like, a person has got to go out. And then when they're out, oh, I got to get back. All right, you can check it out. It's in his latest Netflix special from a couple years ago. Anyway, long story short, one word about that, right? If you're still in a certain stage of life, yeah, don't be in such a hurry to leave it behind. Obviously, right? We should want to get married and have kids and raise a beautiful family, etc. But if you're still in a certain stage of life, right? If Hashem is leaving you in a certain situation, right? There must be a reason. There must be more for you to do in that situation. Right? Don't get anxious. Don't get, oh, I can't wait to. Yes, you can't wait to get married, but don't get stressed and have that impact your day to day. Right? There's a reason why things happen at the pace which they're happening at. And again, I don't know when it's going to be, but whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that's when you're going to bump up and go on to the next stage of life, that's when you're going to get there. Right? To use a very bad mashal, that you guys probably won't get because you don't play video games, but sometimes you get to the end of a board or a level, right, and the door just doesn't open. Right? You get to the board, let's say the end of Z playing Zelda, one of the at least one of the old Zeldas, and I don't know about the new ones, but and you get to the end of the board and the door doesn't open. This will lead you to, I don't know, Hyrule or whatever, and the door doesn't open. That's a sign that you missed something. You miss something on the board, you have to go back and, I don't know, kill like one of the dungeon masters or something. I don't know. That's the same in life. Right? If you're in a stage in life and the door to the next stage is not opened yet, it's likely because you have more to accomplish at this stage. So don't stress, don't wallow in self-pity, don't get depressed, right? Go out and do great things while you're still in this stage, right? It's again, just to use your situation of being single, even though it applies to every stage of life, right? There are so many things you can accomplish while you're single that you can't accomplish, cannot accomplish when you're married, right? When you're married, you have obligations, you're tied down, you have to put cocos into different things, which are wonderful things, right? But your time and your headspace is not necessarily your own. And when you're single, right, there are things you can accomplish that you can't when you're married. So go accomplish them. Right, each person within their Dalai Lamas, in their own little kind of neighborhood. If you're running Shirim in the neighborhood, or volunteering at some special needs place, or helping your grandmother with the shopping, or cooking with your mom, whatever it is, right? Value the level that you're at, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to be at the next stage in life, you would be at the next stage. Right, that door would open. Right? So when it does, you're going to walk on through and you'll face new challenges, etc. But don't view this stage of life as a bidyeved, right? Life is never a bidyeved, right? A Jew is never stuck, as they say, right? You're always where you're supposed to be. That was true when my wife got stuck in the US during the Iran war. It's true now that you guys are still single 6 months after seminary. I'm so sorry. But unfortunately, you're still single. You'll get there. Okay. At the right time, Kosh Baruch Hu will bring you, and everything should be easy and simple. I mean, can you write something?
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, sure.